American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. President-elect Donald Trump announced his picks for border czar and ambassador to the UN. Here's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson.
Trump posting to Truth Social last night about 11:30. I'll read it for you. It says, quote, Tom Homan will be joining the Trump administration in charge of our nation's borders, the border czar. There's nobody better at policing and controlling our borders. Trump also announcing his new ambassador to the United Nations, New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. Trump telling the New York Post, quote, I am honored to nominate Chairwoman Elise Stefanik to serve in my cabinet as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Elise is an incredibly strong, tough, and smart America First fighter.
In an op-ed in the New York Times, Maureen Dowd said Democrat insiders thought people would vote for Kamala Harris, even if they did not like her, just to get rid of Donald Trump. However, she said more people voted for Trump, even though many didn't like him, because they liked the Democrat Party less. She also said that the Trump campaign's most successful ad showed Harris favoring tax-funded gender surgery for prisoners. A Michigan State University dean facing allegations of plagiarism may be emblematic of a growing problem cropping up in higher academia. Here's AFN's Bob Kellogg.
Jerlando Jackson, dean of MSU's College of Education, is not commenting on the accusations. The Washington Free Beacon cites almost 40 examples of supposed plagiarism by Jackson. Matt Lamb of the College Fix says now computer software is detecting a lot of this.
But artificial intelligence has gotten very good. I mean, we can imagine that, the more academic papers and books that are in databases that computers can mine, that they can catch things.
Christian Miller, formerly of the Honesty Project, thinks universities can encourage honest scholarly work by adopting clear policies and consistently enforcing disciplinary measures.
You know, I think what could be good is if you're an academic and you do have access to this technology, I would recommend actually start running your own papers through it. I think it's always good if you catch a mistake, you acknowledge it, you own up to it, you commit to fixing it. I think people respect that.
Miller advocates creation of a culture of honesty that pervades the entire campus, according to the College Fix. I'm Bob Kellogg.
Wisconsin's High Court hears oral arguments today over the state's 1849 abortion ban. Here's Fox's Jeff Manasso.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court, taking up a law the state adopted before the Civil War that bans abortions in Wisconsin. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call filing the lawsuit challenging the law after Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. As Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky, a Republican, argues the 1849 ban should be enforced, ahead of a ruling by a liberal majority state Supreme Court, which is expected to take weeks. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a lawsuit against another doctor for illegally providing over a dozen children with cross-sex hormones, according to Outlet Texas Scorecard. Dr. M. Brett Cooper is an assistant professor of pediatrics at UT Southwestern. He also has hospital privileges at the Children's Medical Center of Dallas. The suit states that Cooper prescribed cross-sex hormones to 15 children, ranging in age from 14 to 17 years of age, as early October. Paxton filed two similar lawsuits last month against doctors in El Paso and Dallas. Health experts are putting a spotlight on diabetes this November. Here's Fox's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. November is American Diabetes Month. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention describes the disease as a chronic condition that affects how your body turns food into energy. And there are three types: 1, 2, and gestational diabetes, which is diabetes while pregnant. Treatment includes keeping your blood sugar levels in a target range that will help prevent or delay some serious health problems. And there are multiple specific steps you can take to make blood sugar easier to manage. You can get more information at cdc.gov or diabetes.org. And for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com.
That's all our time for now. Find more news at afn.net.